trying to talk about the technicalities of various forms of contraceptive techniques mitzvah halacha. But before that, I just want to be mocked in one little ha'ara. One of the things that I've heard about repeatedly over years is a position attributed to the Marsham. I've heard it in a variety of different ways. The only problem is that the Marsham, or the Chidushin Marsham, that people keep talking about, that everything is mutter, and somebody else once told, several people told me, Shaloi b'yidiyas habal, I can't find any of this in the Marsham. The only thing that I find in the Marsham, Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Ches, is in the context of a long tshuva in which he is makir a moich or a diaphragm or whatever, b'mokim sakona, and no more. He, in the end of one paragraph, Dibur Hamaskil, b'guf hadin, he says as follows, u'bifrat, l'fi ma sh'shamati, sh'bizman hazeh, n'isne m'reifu noshin k'eile, min kisu shel gumia, dak, hanikro b'l'shoinom peser, pesari, shemachasin b'tihu eim, v'hu hamokor misoviv shel yipol hazera, din kein hatashmish k'mi b'shar noshin, elo, v'kemoid b'muberes soger pi hamokor, kein hochinami bozeh, v'nidim klal l'mishameshes b'moich, d'havi k'mashli zari al hamoich, ma she'en kein b'nidin didon, v'yesh l'farish, d'ol kul alma moidu l'hokel b'mokoyim sakona. I don't see the Marsham being matter anything other than Mokim Sakona. However, there is something of the Marsham that needs some kind of an analysis. In effect, he apparently knew the effects of pregnancy. In pregnancy, in addition to the fact that the woman doesn't ordinarily ovulate, is my name, and the Gemara in the Sugya of Gimel Noshim, the super pregnancy or the imposition of a second pregnancy on top of the first was regarded as an empirical possibility. And Bismanenu, in addition to the fact that women don't ordinarily ovulate during pregnancy, and if they do, it's only within the first month. In addition to everything else, there's a mucus plug that forms in the Pihorechem, in the orifice, the cervical os, that prevents the zera from being nichnas lifnei. So he says, This tesser that he describes, which is a cervical cap, it's not quite a diaphragm, that's different from a diaphragm and a cervical cap, just where it is. If it's a little bit closer, a little narrower, it's seisim the piharechem. So he says it's just like a woman who is a muberes, and he says this is even more derech tashmish than a moich. In effect, what he seems to be saying, and if that's what he meant, then he should have been matir even shaloi b'mokom sakona. He's saying that this is derech tashmish, and there's no iser whatsoever, and finished. Much as the Marshal says with regard to an ordinary moich, the way he goes through the sugya. According to the Marshal, there's no iser altogether. The Marshal, of course, is a das yochid. The Marsham seems to have been saying that there's a svar at least, but the Mashi Shemati, that this can be considered their kashmish, and a kind of a chozi l'sarufa b'mokim sakone. The first point I want to make is that la'niyaz daiti, even though there are clearly poskim who maintain that is something similar to this in Rishonim, that there is no such svar. It doesn't exist. That it's a sore, except for the Marshal, that the fact that it is derech tashmish isn't a matir at all. Certainly not for...
It's quite natural.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry to throw, but the mucus plug that forms early in pregnancy, or isn't that later on?
I presume it's formed later on in pregnancy.
Right.
I suspect it's not formed in the first month. So he means it's like the latter stages of pregnancy. I presume that's what he means. Yeah, I mean, I it's one of the things that occurred to me, and I don't know even where to go look to find out when the mucus plug is formed in pregnancy. I suspect it's formed as late. I suspect so also. And I know that doctors don't want to do internal examinations on pregnant women because they do not want to tamper with the mucus plug. Therefore, it's one of the things that have to be cautious for. If you tamper with the mucus plug, you cause all kinds of problems for obvious reasons. this is the cervical wall, I suspect, widens or whatever, and this is the way that Hashgacha prevents infections from entering. And once you've tampered with the plug, I suppose that you run the danger of an intrauterine infection, or who knows, maybe there are other shoshes, I don't know, ask the gynecologist. In any event, I want to go back to the svara of what's called Derech Tashmish and what's not called Derech Tashmish. Last time I spoke a little bit about the tshuva of Rabbi Tveger and the problems with regard to the suki of Gimel Noshim. Gimel Noshim, according to Rabbi Meir, can be Mishamish B'moich, and the Chachomi disagree. So the problem that everybody has with the suki is, and so what? It's a sakona, precious, or a get, or what have you. So most Rishonim, or at least the ones who address it explicitly, the Roh and the other Rishonim Sheet Mekubetzes, say that it's mutter because it's derech tashmish, whatever, I'm sorry, it's mutter because it's a kiyum mitzvahs oino. And last time I asked the question, so if the kiyum of mitzvahs oino is the matia, then why not for all other women as well? And the Rav Moshe also speaks about it, the Arichus, and says what he says. And I tried to say last time that it seems to me that it's totally in a beetle of the Echus Habir, that there are two kinds of Ashkosis, Ashkos and Kamus, and Ashkos and Echus. That if the Tachlis Hanirtzah of the bee is procreation, do something to thwart it, that's Ashkos is there. If this bee can't accomplish anything but a Kiyum Mitzvah Oino, like in a Ktan or Ilemis or Kadoimah, then it's the Kiyum Mitzvah Oino, which is the Matir of Hitzvah Zera. So that in the case of Gimel Noshim, who should not become pregnant, we don't want them to become pregnant, it's also for them to become pregnant, the Kiyum Mitzvah Oino is the Matir for Hitzvah Zera, Mashain Ken, and there's nothing more they can do, so that's the Tachlis of the Hitzvah, Mashain Ken, and the normal woman, the Tachlis, the full Tachlis, is conception, so if you do anything to prevent the fulfillment of the Tachlis, that's also a form of Hashkosa. It's a Hashkosa in the Echus of the being. Reb Moshe, in the long Tshuva Nigris Moshe, after he speaks about this sheet in Rishonim, says that there is a second Derech in Rishonim, and he quotes Rabbi Tveger to prove it, those who maintain that the Matir is basically because this is considered Derech Tashmish. And Rabbi Tveger certainly thought that Muki Yosef and the whole list of other Rishonim held that Tashmish with a Moich was Derech Tashmish under all circumstances, but according to Muki Yosef, he said it was also for the woman to insert the Moich, because even though the Baal can be Meitzi the Zera, then the Sinas HaMoich is the destruction of the Zera, and it becomes Hashkos Zera Mitzad the woman, according to those Rishonim who hold that Anish is Mitzuva and he proved that was the sheet of the Muki Yosef and a number of other Rishonim. Now, last time again, I argued that you could learn Pshat and Muki Yosef quite differently, that there's no Raya from Muki Yosef at all, that this was again a question with regard to the Tachlis of the Bia. His Kasha, the Muki Yosef, and Rabbi Tveger proves it on the basis of the Muki Yosef's Kasha. The Muki Yosef asks, why a Ketana Pchusin Basud Aleph is in Shameshes Kedarko? As Muki Yosef, why can't she use a mic? Says Rabbi Tveger, it's a Fliya Tzuma. A Milch isn't there a Tashmish, and with normal intercourse, that would be Mutter. No, Milch isn't Mutter. It's Mutter only Mokum Sakonis. Sakonis is Basud Aleph. Ad Basud Bey. So Al Korchoch, he says that Muki Yosef must have held that the whole Isser is Mitzad the Isha, and that there's no Isser Mitzad the Baal, and this is already Mushkas, v'chulei, v'chulei. And again, I try to explain the Muki Yosef in a different way. Again, it was totally in what is the Tachlis of the Bia. In the case of a Ketana Pchusa Bashadal, she can't become pregnant. And if the Hitzor Mitzad the Baal is Mutter, then what difference does it make if you're, if you destroy the Zera in some other way, since the basis is Kiyum of Mitzvah Soin. I want to learn Shad and Muki Yosef that the Matir was the Kiyum of Oina, that was the Tachlis of the Bia. If so, then clearly the Muki Yosef is not among the Rishonim who maintain that it's Derech Tashmish, which is the Matir of the Bia in the case of Gimel Noshim. You can learn the Muki Yosef that it's the Kiyum of Mitzvah Soin, which is the Matir of Tashmish. Rabbi Tveger tries to prove the same point according to a list of other Rishonim, including the Ramban, the Ro'ov, Talmidei Harashba, a whole list, who ask a similar kasha on the Chachomim. They say, according to the Chachomim, ain't nothing on it. Shem Ripsoim Hashem. So now, after the Shem Ripsoim, the Chachomim agree she shouldn't become pregnant, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will exercise Hashgacha that she shouldn't be pregnant, so why shouldn't she use a moed? That's the kasha. Says Rav Feger, what kind of kash is that? One's derech kash mishnah. It was not derech kash mishnah. Rav Feger goes to be miyashik his way. So Rav Moshe assumes that all of those rishonim who ask that kasha also assume that the tashmish with the moich is derech bir, and that the matir basically is the matir of derech bir. And then Moshe proceeds to ask the kasha that if tashmish with a moich is derech bir, and whatever is derech bir is mutter, then why isn't it mutter with for every woman? Derech bir is derech bir. Where's the isur atzah zera? And his answer is really very interesting. He says that the yisur of all hanoshim is all to use a moich b'shas tashmish is an yisur rabbonon, a kind of exera, where geizer on the moich lifnei tashmish oto a moich achar tashmish, and the moich lifnei tashmish is mutter because it's derech bir. But if you go use a moich achar tashmish, the moich achar tashmish isn't more than hashkos zera, and that's also. Masha Einkin, according to the Chachomim, in the case of Yimul Noshin, there's no reason to be Gezer Achar Tashmish, because, first of all, these Yimul Noshin will always use the Bishas Tashmish so that they'll never use the Achar Tashmish, and Bishas Tashmish is Derech Bia, so it's Mutter. And secondly, even if they'll forget to use it, Kedem Tashmish, we don't care if they use the Achar Tashmish, because Achar Tashmish is already a Mesukenis, and Mesukenis can use the Achar Tashmish, according to this sheet in Rishon. The doichik is clear. I don't have to demonstrate the doichik. It seems to me that if you take this is the long tshuva in the Ibris Moshe, the long tshuva on contraception. It's Simin Samar Gimel, and this is Anaf Dalet, the end of Anaf Dalet in Samar Gimel. It seems to me that if you accept what I said, and look, Yosef, that's shot in all of these Rishonim as well. They were dealing with the basic concept of the Eichus of the Biyah. In the case of a Ktanor, in the case of a Muberes, the whole Tachus of the Biyah is nothing more than the Kiyum of Oino, not the Derech Tashmish, this is the Matir. And if they call Tachlis of the B is there Oino, then they're asking, so why not with a Moich? With a Moich, there's also a Kiyum of Oino. So I would eliminate all of these from the list of Rishonim who maintain that there is a Matir, even in Gimel Noshim, of Derech Tashmish. So I don't have Rishonim who say that a Moich is considered Derech Tashmish. The only one that I am left with is Tosfos. And Tosfos Rashi. Tosfos is Pshat and Rashi. Reb Moshe quotes the Tosfos in Yevomis in Yudbeis. He says the Pashtus Loshna Tosfos. Tosfos also thinks that the matter in the case of Gimel Noshim is that it's Derech Tashmish, and he ignores the Tosfos Subis Daf Lamedes. Now the Tosfos is problematic both in Yevomis and in Subis, but I think that in Subis Tosfos is clearer, and I don't see Tosfos in Yevomis as being chelik on Tosfos in Subis. In Yevksubis, Tosfos says Pirush Bekundris and Torah Shel Shamish Bemoich Afgach Shamish Atzuris Mishemachos Zera Avein Yer Rabinatam. What's the Yer Rabinatam? Do Aktan of Ironness Muti LeShamish Vadayu VeLehavi Ashvot Zera Kivin Shehu Derech Tashmish. I understand Tosfos as asking Akasha on the Pirush Bekundris and understanding Pshat in Rashi that we're dealing with a Moich Achar Tashmish. Where do I see that? Because in Ksubis, later in Tosfos, Ulurin Nira Lakayim Pirush Bekundris. It is machadish a new svara. What's the new svara? Mashna shamoichu b'meyeho kolsho. It means that till now, Tosfos didn't know that there's a moich b'shas tashmish. I understand the whole Tosfos till now assumed that we're dealing with a moich achar tashmish. And it's a re, nero lekaye. And k'demashna b'nide, that this moich is actually inserted before tashmish. That seems to be what Tosfos machadish. Till now, Tosfos thinks we're dealing with a moich achar tashmish. If we're dealing with a moich achar tashmish, then, so Tosfos it should be muter l'shamish b'hadayu v'loy havi ashkos azer akiv in shehu derech tashmish. Of course it's derech tashmish. It's normal intercourse. It's somebody kachat tashmish. It's no great Yiddish. And m'meila, the Tosis is saying that what could possibly have been the iser that she won't become pregnant. So this is like a ktana b'ilnis. You're going to use a mechakat tashmish. So what? It's no worse than a ktana b'ilnis. And the woman after tashmish is allowed to use the mech. It's clear from Tosis because he holds she's not mitzvah on period v'rivi. It's only later in Tosis there's mechadish that there's an iser mitzad the woman. So I understand it. Tosis in Ksuvas, I understand clearly that when he says it's derech tashmish, he means what's left? What's left is Rashi. What is the Rinir Lakaim Pirush Akuntris? The Moich is the Neeho Kol Sho Pavik Mishamish Al Avoni Valetzin Voloido Milum Mishamish Kind of Islands, etc. etc. So what's the Chat of Hachomi? Why are the Hachomi Matir? You could read into places and read into Rashi. The Ro'ah and the other Rishonim is all because of the Kiyum of Oino, in which case nobody says that a Moich is Derech Tashmish even with the Mesukanis. But I don't think that's Pshat in Rashi, even though we know it'd be easy. There's no such Rishon who says that a Moich is Derech Tashmish. Rashi's Lashon is Muta lo l'shamish b'moich ve'einon kimashkisos zera. The Lashon ve'einon kimashkisos zera, I understand this meaning that there's no hashkos zera in this case. In the Gimel Noshim, there's no hashkos zera. It doesn't say because it's a key mitzvah zera. Einon kimashkisos zera, I would understand the Rashi means that this is derech tashmish, but where? With Gimel Noshim. These Gimel Noshim. Your mishamish with a misukenes. It's the derech tashmish of a misukenes. How is the misukenes nivel? A misukenes is nivel with a moich. For her it's derech tashmish, not for shanoshim. Baruch Hashem, I found this in the Achiezer, who says it in a slightly different way. He wants to learn pshat and mukiyesa differently from the Kivager. So he says that it's called derech tashmish, and it's the derech tashmish with the misukenes. It's clear in the Lashon of the Achiezer that it never occurred to the Achiezer to be derech tashmish with anyone except a misukenes. And I think that the Lashon of Rashi is exactly where the Achiezer learned. Valkain hitir of Meir Lashamish Bemoich, the Ef Shalov de Sakone, Umimele Zehu Derech Kol Oret, Limnoya Hasakone. Usvirle, the Mukiyasis, Kai Gab, the Kolzerish, and Roy Lissaber, Gambekar Toxin, the Shubin Yisagam Shim Shamoich, the position of Fish of Lis of the Saber, Havik Derech Kol Oret. So he says that for Kanis also Derech Kol Oret, you can't get pregnant anyway. Just like in Sukanis is Derech Kol Oret. To prevent sakonis, he extends it. Is there a kol oretz with a ketana? Because why don't you use a moish? You want to become pregnant? A ketana can't become pregnant anyway. So this becomes there a kol oretz. He takes it a step further. But he never says that tashmish with a normal woman is there a kol oretz. Menele, I don't see a single rishon that says that tashmish with a moish is there a tashmish. If you take the Marsham, if I had Rishonim who said that Tashmish with a Moich is there, Tashmish, says the Marsham, very good, I have something that's even better. It's called the cervical cap. And that's even more derech tashmish than a moich. A moich, you can be margish. This you can't be margish. It's taking a chidush jafayim, extending it one step, and saying this could be even better, and maybe everybody would hold that this is mutter. But if you don't find the tashmish with a moich, it's derech tashmish for everybody. Mehech taste of the tashmish with a cervical cap is derech tashmish for everybody. What makes it derech tashmish? Mehechatesis should be derech tashmish. There's a barrier. It prevents the zera from entering the rechem. Whatever prevents the barrier from entering the rechem isn't called derech tashmish. If you at least find a svara someplace in the Rishonim that if you're mishamesh and you're making zera into the rechem, and even though there's a meich, and even your magrish the meich, you call that derech tashmish. You see, Rishonim had a svara that natural intercourse, whatever that may mean, is called derech tashmish. So you can say that other Rishonim would have gone further. If you have something that's even more derech tashmish, mechatese, it's in the ballpark, and maybe everyone has made it to this. But if you don't find a svara that a barrier is called derech tashmish, Mehechetesis be makadish with a cervical osis derafashmish. I don't see any basis to predicate it upon. If there is no such svara, then to call it cervical osis derafashmish and mehechetesis. You know why it's not derafashmish? It's not derafashmish because it's menaheroi. If it's menaheroi, it's not derafashmish. There's a physical barrier that prevents the princess there from entering the rechem. Mehechetesis be makalik where the barrier is a little earlier, a little bit later. It seems to make absolutely no difference whatsoever. And that's, anyway, that's the Marsham was only my excuse. the excuse to just for the basic svara that I don't see the svara of Derech Tashmish as applying to any case except the Mesukenis. I don't see in Rishonim any clear hefrich that there is a svara of Derech Tashmish with anyone other than the Mesukenis. Okay, I've got. What I was going to do basically was to talk about various forms of contraception and to try to be mivarid the story hashayla. And just as I was on the way in, somebody came over to show me that there's an article in this morning's New York Times that the United States is decades behind Europe in contraceptives. Experts report. I can testify that the United States is decades behind, and I will now try to rectify it. I will rectify it because I went through Admokim Shiodi Magaz, the medical literature with regard to forms of contraception, and I found that there is no complete list. I found a list of 8, 9, and 10. I have a list of 17. Forms of contraception, including one that I am not able to find in any medical source. And I'll run through them and then talk about some of them. We can't talk about all 17. It's important lahalacha. It's important because if they come with problems, then you have to know whether the shaila is with each one, and maybe one of the others is an acceptable alternative. A, abortion. That is used as a contraceptive measure, as a backup measure even in this country, and as a primary measure in many third world countries. And, clearly abortion is not today's topic. We only talk about it in cases of pikuach nefesh. Two, a vasectomy. Male sterilization, which is also something only for pikuach nefesh of the male, not of the female. If there's some medical condition for the pikuach nefesh of the male that requires a vasectomy. The third is tubal ligation, which we'll talk about a little bit more later. That's cutting the fallopian tube of the female serous adhesia to prevent pregnancy from occurring. The fourth is a diaphragm, and the fifth is a cervical cap. I don't see any difference in halacha between a diaphragm and a cervical cap. Medically, there are differences between them. They're classified differently. Why one is better than the other, why one should be preferred over the other medically isn't my business. In terms of halacha, I don't see any real difference between them. Although if somebody comes with the marsham, it's got to be mamish deime to pregnancy, then it's got to be a cervical cap. The diaphragm is not the same as pregnancy. I consider that, to be out of the ballpark. Then seven, implanted steroidal contraceptives. That implanted steroidal contraceptives is something that you inject under the skin. It's referred to today in the New York Times. It's not done in this country, but it's a little capsule X or whatever, and it releases the pill in the skin, drop by drop, bit by bit. Then number eight, a vaginal pill. The same thing you insert it in the vagina is a kind of a suppository. That's in the world of science fiction. That's Silchus Lemashiach or whatever. No one has perfected one yet, but it is discussed in medical literature. Then comes number nine, the IUD, which is important and would actually be spoken about a little bit by Arichis. I won't list it separately, but if you want to expand the list or call it 9A, there is a progesterone IUD. It's the IUD that combines an IUD with a pill. You're putting something inside and it releases the hormones in the rechem directly. It may have some of the shyness of the IUD. I don't know why it's better, why it's worse than an IUD, that's to be sure, but it's certainly no better than the ordinary pill. And it works, to the best of my knowledge and information, in pretty much the way that the pill works. I'll come back to that later. 10 is periodic abstinence, which again should be subdivided. And I don't want to multiply the list by subdividing. One is rhythm, using the basal temperature, or today, which is more in the ballpark, makes more sense. There is now a way to determine when pregnancy occurs. I'm sorry, when ovulation occurs, in a much more reliable manner, and by using a little test that's similar to what the diabetics use to test their urine for blood sugar content. And only here, you put the little strip into the vagina instead of into the urine, and depending what color comes out, you know whether the woman has ovulated or not. But that. The net result of this is going to be abstinence. So I've lumped it all as one. There's periodic absence A and periodic absence B. People who practice rhythm are called parents, and people who practice B, if they know what they're doing, it seems to be a foolproof contraceptive. I'm told by people who should know that this is foolproof, and if you do it properly and you're careful, it'll work. Then comes spermicides. And again, I have two different kinds of spermicides, but I'm lumping them as one. A, vaginal jellies, and B, foams. But those are spermicides. And then 12, the douche, which is a moich lachatashmi. I don't see any real difference between that and other forms. And 13, a condom. It's also contraceptive. 14 is breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is a contraceptive device, and despite the fact that Rabbi Willig doesn't think much of it, I think it's the best of all contraceptives and the most effective of all contraceptives if it is done properly. And all right, I'll digress. I was going to do these in some kind of an order.
You're only breastfeeding.
Precisely.
The kid's not having any food.
If you don't supplement with solids, right. How did you know that? I thought it was my
Kiddush.
I thought it was my Kiddush, but it's a Kiddush of 10 years ago. When I was saying on contraceptives for the Chover going back about 9 or 10 years, I not facetiously suggested that when they go to medical school and they get their MDs, they should apply for a government grant to examine the contraceptive effects of breastfeeding, and of course put me on the payroll as a consultant. Because I know from Mary Hiroa, that are a few years older than I am, who told me that in Europe, pregnant women didn't get pregnant. I'm sorry, nursing women didn't get pregnant. So at Nishkana HaTeva in 50 years.
That's not due to
the diet here is that much different from the diet in Europe.
They all nurse all the time. The people with a better diet did become pregnant. And when they didn't nurse, the people who nurse all the time that had a worse diet didn't become pregnant. So if you starve women and she nurse all the time, then it'd be
I assumed that it was because in this country you supplement with solids. That was, and my svara was that the hormone that suppresses prolactin, that suppresses ovulation, probably works like any narcotic. You build up a tolerance, and therefore you need greater and greater doses. The female body is a miracle. Mom is a miracle. A woman produces as much milk as the baby needs. If she has twins, she produces enough for two babies. I don't know about quadruplets, but, you know, and as the baby grows, the baby drinks more. As it drinks more, the body is producing more hormone, and presumably that's what's necessary to suppress lactation. Once you reach a plateau and the baby drinks no more than the same amount of milk and you're supplementing more and more solids, it seemed to me that it was probably because she's not producing enough of the hormone that you can no longer suppress ovulation. Then, before, what's his name, Henkin, Herzl Henkin, before he published the Tshuvas, B'nai Bonim, he sent out little mimeograph Tshuvas. And he reported that he was a rov in a small Svardish shtetl, and the women nursed, and they didn't become pregnant. And it occurred to me it must be because these Svardiyot are not supplementing with solids, and it's the working, bismanenu. Then I discovered somebody already did it a couple of years ago in the medical literature. There's evidence in the medical literature exactly confirming this thesis, that if you nurse and you don't supplement with solids, it is a very effective form of contraception. And that's the Teva. You know, it's parenthetical. But basically, gynecologists aren't concerned with the number of children a woman has, but with the speed in which she becomes pregnant. And it's, you know, they say that ideally a woman should not become pregnant for 2 years after the last pregnancy. No, that's what Chazal do that. They'll say a woman is a minekes chof dal chedish, chof dal chedish, she can't become pregnant. And then she stops nursing and the baby is born every 3 years. That seems to be the tiva shalaylam. It's best for the mother and probably best for the child also. That's the teva. You can't improve on the teva. I'm sorry?
Not supplemented even with other bottles or anything.
Yeah. Obviously, you're going to supplement it with cow's milk. Sure, sure. She's not going to be drawing increased doses of milk from the mother. The mother's not going to produce higher levels of the hormone, obviously. Then comes number 15, an anti-pregnancy vaccine, which is not reported in this morning's Times, but it's also Hilchasul Mashiach, science fiction, but there is something very similar. I will include it with 15. I won't make another category for it. Times calls it the Band-Aid. Instead of an injection, you can do this either by injecting it or like nitroglycerin. You have a patch that you put on the body and it absorbs it bit by bit. This is all within the realm of theory. And it can, you know, medically they say there's no reason why it can't be done. You just have to spend the money doing the research. So either you inject it as a vaccine or you put it as a little body patch similar to a Band-Aid or the nitroglycerin that some heart patients use. And you've got the same thing.
Under,
yes.
Under abortion, that's also
the morning after pill.
Some kind of thing that you take. You know, they mentioned like, but it's been enforced now about a month ago. They made a really good first one, some kind of medication that does abortion.
That's not a chiddush. The morning after pill has been around for years and years and years. The standard emergency room treatment for a rape victim. A woman comes in, she was raped, and the first thing they do is give her the pill. Which is an abortifacient. Now, under abortion, you know, there are half a dozen ways of doing abortion.
We're talking
in advance.
This is when someone knows they're pregnant. They have to have the after they've already missed the period. They
may have a pill that works instead of within a matter of days, within weeks afterwards. Maybe. So it's the pills I know of work only within a matter of days.
But they're talking about for people that know that they're pregnant, they want to have an abortion, they can take a certain kind of medication and
we find it in Rishonim to cause the abortion. Nobody knows what it is. So they now discovered what it is. Alright, well fine. But you know, it's the extension of the concept of the morning after pill. Then comes number 16, and that's the male pill, which again is not yet on the market. And then 17, in the Tshuva V'yatzkil Avdi, Chelek Hei Siman Tezvo, he reports that he considers this the best of all contraceptives. Something that is done lahaziz esorechem litzdodim. I haven't discovered in the medical literature. It sounds like an operation. You're going to push the rechem over to one side. I suppose the effect will be to block the cervical os by uterine tissue so that the sperm won't shoot through the uterus and go into the fallopian tube. It'll arrest the mobile sperm in the uterus and prevent them from going up to the fallopian tube where pregnancy occurs. Now, I question whether you can do this without chavol, among other things. I haven't seen it in the medical literature. He thinks it's terrific because it's reversible. You know, it doesn't cause any great problem. Anyway, those are the various forms that I'm acquainted with. Let me just talk in general. With regard to the various forms of contraception on this list that don't involve hashkosas zera, l'chura, anything that doesn't involve hashkosas zera, and obviously something's not going to make her a needle all the time, etc., etc., anything which is halakhically innocuous. In every other way, l'chura should be mutter any place that the woman is in a situation in which pregnancy will affect her health as distinct from life. And for that, from their sources, the best is the Chalkos Yoyev in the end of Dine Oynes. The Chalkos Yoyev says one thing with regard to all mitzvahs in general, and he says that you're not mechuyev to risk becoming sick for purposes of a kiyum ha-mitzvah, the basis, although he doesn't quote it, I think is a thesis in Psochim. Thesis says that Tumtum isn't mechuyev to be kireya himself, to find out if he's a zocher, so he can be mal himself, and doesn't say why, but the reason I think is simple. It's more than a famish nechosim. A surgical procedure is tantamount to famish nechosim and more. You're not mechuyev to do it, l'kiyum ha-mitzvah. And the Chelkis Yoyev says that specifically with regard to kiyum ha-mitzvah, In the situation in which the kiyum mitzvah would make you sick. Any kiyum mitzvah will make you sick, he says, is tantamount to an expenditure that is more than the famish nechosim, and hence there is no chiyuv. I'm sorry? In Tesis. So it's a sophic mitzvah. So for sophic, right, so they're saying for, not a half, but a sophic, later he'll go do the milah too. Alright, so all you can show, the only thing to deem zachan is basically saying that on a sophic, you're not mechuyev a chayim mishnah chasim. So Chelkis Yoyev says, even on a bad, you're not mechuyev a chayim mishnah chasim.
There's
that's natural. The natural sakana doesn't count for sakana. And that's clear from a lot of the lives. Bermesha has it in a dozen places. But a woman is mechuyev to accept the risks of normal pregnancy, is not mechuyev to accept any risk that is other than within the context of a normal pregnancy.
That's why she's not
mechuyev.
Huh? That's why she's not
mechuyev. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know. Good. I know it's a metaphor. So, and that's fine. Then there's a tshuv in the Binyan Shleima. The Binyan Shleima says, he quotes a psalm in Rosh and says, the difference for the Yom Kippur to get sick in the Kiyum HaMitzvah because it's not Darkim Maya. And that he quotes from psalm in Rosh, Lav Bishvain to the Mar Chosim Alo, what's there? There is incidentally let me leave that for later and come back to it. But those seem to me the two basic svaros. So that in cases where maternal health might be compromised, even though there's no risk to the life of the mother, it seems that all of those other methods that don't involve shilos of halacha should be mutter. Let me just mention it, Agav. Keneged this, I found also, it's in the Chelkis Yoyev, in a different section of Chelkis Yoyev, that the more than chaimish nechosin, he says from chuyivim more than chaimish nechosin for kiyum mitzvah. It's if the more than chaimish nechosin is the shavius of the mitzvah. For example, somebody, he has only $5 in the bank and he doesn't have tefillin. Is he potter from tefillin? So he says, this person is mechuyev in tefillin because the tefillin are available for a fair market value of tefillin. It's hamavazveis al yavazveis to pay more than yishav yishanat more mechuyev more than chayim mishnachosim. I don't think it has any shaychus here at all. I think that health is probably in the category of bizbuz, even l'shitosoi. If it was just, I haven't seen anybody quote that Chelkis Yoyev with the exception of the Har Tzvi in Hilchos Pesach. I don't remember if it was the Har Tzvi himself or somebody in the bottom of the footnote. But my impression is that place name aren't chayshish for that sort. Alright, anyway, that was a strange. Other sources. Other reasons for these other forms of contraception. Economic reasons in particular. And here, I'm saying things tentatively. Getzel Ellenson, Olav HaSholem, wrote a Shaila to Rav Moshe in which he makes a point that I think is obvious. Rav Moshe doesn't contradict it in the answer. I don't think it's printed in the Igros Moshe, but he printed it someplace else. And Rav Moshe, one of the tshuvas is written to him. And that is that using the pill, for example, after marriage is certainly no worse than delaying marriage. Therefore, if you have a hypothetical situation, somebody has a choice. Either he's not going to get married for a year, or he's going to get married and use the pill for a year. Which should he do? Now, the answer to that is very simple. If you're not married, with all kinds of other history. If you are married, so what's he doing? You're being minei peri harivya. No, by not being married, you're also being minei peri harivya. So what have you lost by marrying and using the pill? Avad, you get married and you use the pill. So you're minei other mikshayim, including your huri aver. So that between the two, avada, the person should get married and use the pill. Bonus child is, you've got a third choice. Get married and don't use the pill. But it's not that way. I had a shayla, halacha l'maisa. And it's like, this is, I'm saying it basically for Shulchan Aruch l'avayonim. If you've got somebody, you know, somebody who's not going to get married and allow his wife to become pregnant. It's either he's not going to get married or get married and use the pill. Under those circumstances, avada, this is the Yisr Kal. I can't see anybody who would disagree. This is the Yisr Kal, the other is the Yisr Chalom. Now the question is, what's the Kumbasa? What's the Shavuot Pass? What's the Kumbasa? Using the pills, what's the Kumbasa? What's the Maisa?
Whatever it is.
Taking the pills, the Maisa. Taking the pills, not the Maisa. What, and
it involves the Maisa, the Benito.
What, the woman's taking the pills? She's not the Sivan Piri. She's certainly not Mitzvah period. Really. So he's being boiled a woman who's an islandess. Right? She's a temporary islandess when she's taking the pill. That's exactly what it is. I don't see the pill. I'm reminded I don't see the pill. If somebody were to come and say he wants to marry an islandess for 1 year, forget about it, you can't marry, you're going to be boiled now, not with that to a garage. And a year afterwards, he'll marry a Baz Bonnie. So, or he'll wait a year and marry the Baz Bonnie. So he'll be also to marry the Allens for the year. But he's not also to marry the Allens for the year. Other than because he's been a peer review for the year. And that's the only thing that's involved. The woman on the pill is Mamish and Allens. I had a, you know, the Halacha Lamaisa. Some a rabbi called me. He had somebody in the shul who was learning in a yeshiva. I don't know where. And he was getting married. And the father is willing to support him for a year, 2 years, whatever it was, provided that he has no children. He won't support him if he has children. The father's a mishugin. So the kid comes. This is a shayla. Is he allowed to get married and learn and have his wife use the pill? Or should he delay marrying for the year, the 2 years, whatever? I mean, this is mamish, the concretization of that child. No, liyumik yisuf. No, what's the halacha? I mean, it seems. Is he mechuyif to go to work? That's in effect what the kid is asking. Is he mechuyif to go to work? He's now getting married, and his father won't support him. Is he mechuyif to go to work? The father will support him only until the wife is obviously pregnant. From that moment on, he's not getting any more checks.
Yeah,
is he mechuyif?
He has the kids. I can call somebody.
And that's the need. About it. He'll learn until she becomes pregnant. Now his shyly is he mechuyif to go to work at that point, or can he prevent her from becoming pregnant by using the pill? No. So we have a lof in Shulchan Aruch in Isik Peteire, and he's Mishiori Lisa Isha to Beshlitrak to Mizonai, Vizbatel Melimbudai, Mutal Isacher. This is being Misacher. This is being Misacher in Piri Verivia in a rather strange kind of situation. But if there would be such a situation, I don't see why Lamaisa, it shouldn't be Mutter. I mean, Avadi, you shouldn't tell people it's Mutter. You should tell the father to support him afterwards. V'chule. But Me'ifir Hadin, L'chur, that should be Mutter under those circumstances. But it usually comes up not for B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah, also Yerei Shemayim. It usually comes up in a different context. Somebody who needs the wife to support him until he graduates from medical school or from law school or what have you. And l'chure for that, there should be no heter whatsoever. That's minias or evas. Let him go to work today. Elamai, if he stays through medical school, he'll become a gvir, he'll earn a lot more money. That's the b'chinas minias or evas, and the principles of femish nechosin and not femish nechosin don't apply. You know, it shouldn't apply at all. Except, and you know, it's not Bixav, Fershler once at some place where we both spoke, argued that losing a Mikzaya or not being able to develop a Mikzaya is more than Chayim Mishnachosim, and it's not Minya Sarevach. I don't know why. I have no idea why. However, I can think of another situation. You'll have a situation in which somebody is already 3 years through medical school. And now it's a question of the fourth year. Now it's not simply a shaila of minias or revach of becoming, you know, earning all the money the doctor earns as distinct from somebody who's a computer programmer or whatever, but now he's losing the $75,000 that he spent on the first 3 years of medical school. If he has to drop out in the fourth year and he can't do anything, the 3 years of medical school is useless. He can't do anything with it. He's now lost the tuition that he spent over the previous 3 years.
The loan that he
owes. Well, what's the difference if he owes the money if he spent out of his own pocket? In both cases, it's a hefsis, it's a hefsis of capital. That's if it's a loan, it's more than kol nechosot. Yeah, you're beyond the chaimish, it's more than kol nechosot. That may, that may be a svar. But in any event, that's simply in the case of somebody who was not yet mekayim piri v'rivya. In the case of somebody who was mekayim piri v'rivya, and now the pill or whatever is being used to prevent future pregnancies, to prevent l'erev al tanach yadecho. And obviously there are a lot of sources that say that it's osir. There's the Chuvin Levushen Mordechai that says Achsorim Betochen, etc., etc. There's something from Ravadi Yosef saying exactly the same thing, and I'm sure you could multiply it many times over. However, if you look at the field of l'erev al tanach yadecho, I see several things that I think are significant. First of all, the Rambam, he says that if a person is in the Kayin Pir Virivya, he is mutter to marry an Eina Basbon. Right? It's clear. It's halachah from the Rambam. So the Rambam obviously learned that the chiyuv to marry even Bezik Nusay can't be directly related to l'erev al tanach yadecho. This is not a Basbon. The Mechaber, the Ramo, that's the Mechaber, says that it's mutter to be Minea from this Zivug Sheni, the Mokim Ktote. No? So Ktote seems to be enough to be Mevatel, the Divrei Kabbalah. You don't need a Shir of Chaim Mishnachosim. I don't know if anybody who says that Ktote is enough to be Minea Piri Viridia. You might not have any thieves to get married. But apparently, the Zivug Sheni, Ktote is enough for this Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. So that if there are other things that are going to lead to difficulties that are on a par of Ktote, it may also be Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber himself says that you're mechuyiv to get married the second time, if he can be mefarnes the second family together with the first family. So you see the economic considerations do play a role in l'erev al tanach yadecho. So that if you take all of those things together, l'chura economic considerations are a factor in l'erev al tanach yadecho. Now I'm not trying to define what economic considerations are. That's obvious. But there seems to be no chiyuv of even chayim shnechosim to be mekayim the l'erev al tanach yadecho. So that what's the difference if you're dealing with somebody who's now a widower and he has to remarry, or you're dealing with somebody who's mekayim piri v'rivya, and the problem is, or the question is, additional children, it's the same l'erev al tanach yadecho, only here it's in the zivug rishon. Or if there was no other way of contraception except achshos zera, of course it's also. But if you have newfangled devices,
says that the possibly tenth yes other Lavata is the smart turns out on his analysis Lev Atanakedek was also the smart. He in effect says that Lev Atanakedek is an Eastern Shagira. And if the Pesach is in the smart at best, or he says it's a kind of a Hidur, Mitzvah, Minigat Eretz, kind of policy. It's the Tachlis HaMitzvah. You should try to have a